Now you're listening to Breakfast on BBC Radio Foyle. More on that fallout over a vote not to send council leaders from Derry and Strabane to an army charity event to commemorate the centenary of the Battle of the Somme. It follows an invitation from ABF, the soldiers' charity, to a concert in the Waterfront Hall in May. The proposal was rejected at a Derry City and Strabane District Council meeting yesterday. The DUP's David Ramsay and Independent Republican Councillor Gary Donnelly are both with me. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Gary Donnelly, first of all to you. You object to this, to sending a council representation to this. Why?
Well, I believe this invitation is a slap in the face to tens of thousands of people in this city. You know, the British Army have been responsible for horrendous atrocities right across this city.
And is there a particular reference to General Sir Mike Jackson?
Yes, General Sir Mike Jackson was one of the major British soldiers directing operations on the ground in Bloody Sunday. And not only was he responsible for the actions of the British Army that day, he then led a campaign to
vilify. He wasn't directing operations now that day. He was an adjutant on that day.
Well, he was one of the major British Army soldiers who bear responsibility for what happened that day. But not only did we have the slaughter of completely innocent victims that day, we then had a campaign led by Jackson to vilify them and label them gunmen and bombers.
David Ramsay.
To be honest, yesterday Councillor Donnelly was he said he was offended, but he was in a very offensive mood himself yesterday because firstly we talked about the beacon for the Queen's birthday and he actually turned around and said, will she be on top of it? Found that deeply offensive, but
what did you say? Did you say that?
I did say that, yeah.
What did you mean by that?
In the tradition of bonfires here, we had Coleraine Council, which funded a bonfire, which had an image of myself and another two elected representatives on it. You know, so it's a bit rich coming from
And that
David
justifies and saying that the Queen should be on top of a bonfire?
I have absolutely no time for the British Queen and our troops for what they've done to the people of Ireland. She should be before the Hague, charged with war crimes.
The Queen is very welcome in Dublin, and as we know, she was last year she was on Dublin at the Easter Rising commemorations down there with the laying wreaths, etc. So, I mean, I can't understand Councillor Donnelly's thoughts here on the Queen of this country, especially in a situation where we're meant to be moving forward. And as regards the attitude yesterday towards the Somme commemorations in Belfast, I mean, this was an invitation to the Somme commemorations to remember both Protestants and Catholics from this city who fought in a world war for world peace and world freedom. And then to use once again the Bloody Sunday victims as a political football and totally twist the whole situation on an invite to a cross-community event. A sectarian rant, basically.
Was something at which both people from a Republican background and people from a
Unionist background, because thousands of Irish people did die, they died needlessly.
The 36th
a senseless
Irish
slaughter, right?
The 16th Irish Division is alongside the 36th Ulster.
They all fought under the British. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't have honourable intentions, but I believe that
you're
it
saying
was a
none of them were Republicans.
Well, I find it hard to marry that when you have at the same time you had an Easter Rising. You know, I think that Irishmen would have been better fighting alongside Republican forces in order to achieve the freedom of Ireland. It was a senseless slaughter. But however, saying that, people have a right to commemorate what happened, at the Somme. They definitely have a right. But this is an attempt by the British Army to marry what happened at the Somme to their present-day activities. We will have serving British soldiers, serving finger food, a VIP package. I think the people who are exploiting what happened at the Somme is the British Army.
David Ramsay, there are going to be councillors going to another Somme commemoration event, so it's not directly related to the Somme, is it?
The Somme event in Belfast is directly related to the Somme, yes. There's a major issue for council here too in the decision yesterday not to send officials to leadership from council as well, because like the mayor is arranging an event here locally for the Easter Rising. What is this?
Will you be attending that?
I personally won't be attending that, but I would assume the council are planning to the mayor is planning to attend that.
So yeah, we're in a situation where we'll be attending that.
I don't know if they're going to be invited or not, to be quite honest.
Would you go if you're invited?
if we were invited to that event, I'd have to consider it. I would have to consider it. The main issue, just to be clear
on that one, just you would consider it.
Well, put it this way,
Would you object to going to it?
I'd have to think seriously about it. But like Easter Monday, I will be at the Cenotaph in the Diamond on Easter Monday, commemorating those who did fight. Their names are actually on the War Memorial at Easter Rising. Now, as far as I'm aware, it was only British forces from Buncrana and here locally who actually did fight at Easter Rising from the city here, because the Liam Brady's Republican volunteers didn't actually take part in the Easter Rising. So I will be commemorating Easter Rising on Easter Monday.
Mm. You started off by mentioning General Sir Mike Jackson. Now, I know that following on from the Savile Tribunal and the report, he actually stood up and he apologised for what had happened. So he's somebody who wanted to move on after this. Can you move on?
If Harold Shipman had apologised for killing people, would that have been enough? Yes, both of them are murders. You know,
absolutely.
I'm sure
that the BBC would have to distance itself completely from that.
He's a soldier who murdered unarmed civilians. He was a war criminal.
He's not a soldier who murdered.
Yes, he directed his troops to murder.
He's never been found guilty of any murder. He was an adjutant on Bloody Sunday in 1972. He was present on that day. And following
the people
on
of this city know what happened.
Following,
but
following
regarding,
on
regarding
from that,
the song,
he made an apology. Just before this issue that
we're talking about, the council voted to send representatives to commemorate the song. And I have no issue with any councillor or alderman who wants to go to that. The only issue I would have, I think that they should pay for it themselves rather than taxpayers' money paying for it. Okay. Now, on Easter Sunday, I will be in Coal Island to commemorate the Rising. You know, I don't expect the taxpayers of this city to pay for my trip.
David Ramsay, what about paying for it themselves? Councillors could do that.
I don't see an issue with paying for it ourselves. I definitely don't, because at the end of the day it is.
Well, then are you in agreement with Gary Donnelly, David?
I'm in agreement with us paying for it ourselves, but the problem that we have is the council are not going as officially with the leadership of council, the mayor, example, or the deputy mayor. And the major issue here too is the way that victims are being used as a political football. Like, if we were to go down that road, about the Easter Rising, for instance. I mean, from the Easter Rising, you had the Provisional IRA. Look how many people they murdered in this city. Unionist people, nationalist people. You know, if we're going to go down that road, like, we would have a lot to say about what the IRA have done in this city. The Somme and the Easter Rising commemorations were meant to be celebrated. Hmm. Celebrated and commemorated without any of this sectarian bigotry and hatred, and here
why do we have present day serving British soldiers leading this when they're involved in imperialist campaigns throughout the world? Why can relatives of those who were killed in the Somme not have a tribute to that rather than having to support present day imperialism?
This is a Somme commemoration, and it's a charity, an organisation, who are actually celebrating this commemoration.
It's a support group which has described Mike Jackson as respected and admired.
Just as we are perfectly happy with the Easter Rising commemorations. Republicans want to celebrate the Easter Rising commemorations. Let them get on with it. There's nationalists and unionists.
Don't the pair of you? When people listen to this, what they'll hear is a couple of councillors who can't agree on something which seems like something which ought to find an agreement somewhere. Yep.
Do you feel this was being discussed coming out of a conflict which had been resolved? But however, in the case of Manastiri, who still hasn't had a proper inquest, and the British Army and its support groups are putting hurdle after hurdle in the way of an inquest into a 15-year-old child's murder.
But here we go again.
This is live and real.
This is once again political football with victims, which is disgusting.
The reality, David.
You're using this as a political football, David.
This is a reality. This is not a political football for the family of Manastiri or Daniel Higgery. This is reality right now as we sit here. The British Army are preventing a proper inquest here.
Okay. No resolution to that. Thank you both, however, for coming in. The DUP's David Ramsay, Independent Republican Councillor Gary Donnelly.